where Wolseley hippies and West End punks can get along. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The Meta World's Tupaluk Show is a two-hour spontaneously generated sound art program exploring media, culture and chance. Every Wednesday 2 to 4 p.m. on CKUW 959 FM.
Is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program, celebrating 60 years on the U of W campus, created by volunteers in our community and made possible by generous listeners.
Downtown, playing underground, or CKUW 95.9 FM.
Thank you. Listener-driven, never corporate-programmed, this is Independent Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Listener-driven, never corporate-programmed, this is Independent Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Listening to CKUW 95.9 FM.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9.
Listener-driven radio, 24/7, CKUW.
Coming from the University of Winnipeg, Centennial Hall, fourth and a half floor, sandwiched between the toxic smell of microwaved popcorn toppings and the sound of flushing toilets, you have reached the windowless paradise that is CKUW 95.9 FM. Listener-driven radio with a little something for everyone.
Hello. Welcome. Thanks for being here. Friday, 12 noon or so. Thank you.
1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, 1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, 1, 2, 3.
That's good. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay. How to survive a tornado. Number one, go to the basement. If you're in a building with no basement, go to an inner hallway or a small inner room without windows, such as a bathroom or closet. Number two, stay in the center of the room. Stay away from windows and keep low to the floor. Number three, get under a sturdy piece of furniture. If you're in a bathroom, lie down in the bathtub. How to survive a tornado.
Okay, we kind of went in reverse order today. We're allowed. I have the wrong. Oh, not the wrong. Okay, well, we'll get into it when we do the random vinyl. Yes. Interesting. Okay, as I was saying, thank you. I meant that sincerely for listening. If you're out there, is there anybody out there? Makes me think of Pink Floyd, The Wall. Not sure that record was very healthy for me to listen to as a 11-year-old. I remember buying it. I think I bought it at Comic World, used for a good price. Took it home because the single was on FM radio. Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2, the 45. I heard that. It was right around the time I heard Boomtown Rats, which is odd because then he goes on, Bob Geldof goes on to play Pink in the film. And apparently he was asked to shave his head. And it's sort of a rough cross association to Sid Barrett with the legendary appearance, Sid Barrett's appearance in the studio when they were recording Wish You Were Here, and specifically Shine On You Crazy Diamond. Both of those songs, in some ways, and some more than others, a tribute and a sort of a requiem for Sid, who was still around, but not really the same, was gone through a breakdown, psychic collapse, and general disintegration of his personality and persona. Really struggling, and he showed up in the studio, or this guy showed up in the studio who looked really odd to the members and crew, shaved head. They didn't recognize him. Apparently, I think he was brushing his teeth as well, and it was only afterwards that they realized, or maybe that's not right. At some point, some of them realized it was Sid Barrett, and I think they talked a little, and then he left, and they were very sad, and they were in the process of recording this record, Wish You Were Here, which is a great Pink Floyd record. Maybe the best, maybe, well, the point of, maybe they were, would you say,
with the University of Winnipeg. This
is going on here. Who's that?
9 FM.
Get out of here, punk. Maybe at that point, stop that. Would you say that was the David Gilmour period's high point of them being a group in terms of the four members, and maybe most specifically Waters and Gilmour collaborating to create something magnificent? Wish You Were Here, because Dark Side of the Moon was, I mean, I think, you know, they were definitely working together, but it was more Roger Waters driving it. I think it's Wish You Were Here is that moment where the four of them really make their best record as a collaborative team thing. Pink Floyd. That's what we talk about here on the program. That's what you tune in for, isn't it? Pink Floyd stories. Where am I going with this? The shaved head. Right. Bob Geldof refused to shave his head for the film. He said, "I'm not shaving my head for anyone, including you, Waters," he said. And just another reason to kind of generally not like Bob Geldof. Because if you're making the film, if you really want the role, also just think, you know, he would have looked great. He would have been better in that film with the shaved head. And again, if in some way this was a homage to Syd Barrett, just get out of the way and shave your head, precious, precious boy, you know? I don't know. But Pink Floyd, I don't know why we're talking about that. Oh, because you said, is there anybody out there? Well, I hope you are. And there it is. We won't talk about Pink Floyd again until at least next week. But I do want to play something that I just got a notice last night. It's from one of my favorite labels from Beijing, China, called Maybe Mars. And they said, check out this new record by, and I get posts from them all the time. And there are always these great, mainly Chinese pop groups that are fantastic. And I do think we play them on the show. Maybe we should more so. But my favorite by far of that whole stable is the Karsic Cars from Beijing. And it's never a release by them. They're elusive and they've gone dormant until yesterday when they released this new single, which is just absolutely gorgeous. I'm going to play it at least once for you today. I've played it probably 10 times since I heard it, and it was just released yesterday. It's unspeakable beauty for sure. The Karsic Cars with their brand new song, Farewell. CKUW 95.9 FM, How to Survive a Tornado.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Listener-driven, never corporate programmed, this is Independent Radio.
We'll be right back. 风浪的表演，散发着最寒的味道，假装把手中的酒饮而尽，从黄昏到黎明，波浪的风刺入你的身体，多么完美的一天，我们重要和明天说再见，那些我们曾经到过的地方，那些我们翻过的面面长墙，那些颤抖中等待的钟，
the brand new single from the Car Sick Cars, straight out of Beijing. It's called Farewell. It's out on the fantastic label Maybe Mars, which I can't recommend strongly enough. It's one of those, it's funny because I've never heard a bad, every song, every album is good. There's no stinkers from Maybe Mars, coming out of Beijing. And wow, what a beautiful song. Came out of nowhere. I didn't expect a new Car Sick Cars song, but already for me, that's the single of the summer. Here it is. I had ordained the Jesus and Mary Chain record, Glasgow Eyes, as the record of the summer, and I stand by that. Yeah, and there's an update on the Mary Chain tour as well. And so, Car Sick Cars, you hear, and so I don't want to get it wrong, but the leader of that group, Zhang Shuang, Just absolutely incredible. In terms of a guitar player, a songwriter, someone who brings a sense of mood and light to things. I mean, you really hear the Clean in there from New Zealand. And their last, Karsak Kar's last full-length record, Three, and that's several years ago now, was co-produced by the now late, tragically, the late Hamish Kilgore, drummer, and, you know, band leader of the Clean, really, I think. Can you could say that? It felt that way when I saw them live. If he's not the band leader, he's the sort of biggest sort of energy and personality that's sort of driving things around. That's saying something when David Kilgore is in the band, right? Not to mention Robert Scott. But we can talk about that. It felt that way. Yeah. Karsak Kar. The thing is, I don't know if there's a record coming. I'll look into it. This surprised me last night. And again, it's called Farewell. And you can get it on Bandcamp now. And you can buy it for... What did I buy it for? It was like $20 Hong Kong. Was that right? I think so. No. It was $2. So you can buy that single for $2. But did you see the Karsak Kar when they were here? Yes, they played Winnipeg. And this was in support of that record. So more than 5 years ago, I'll get it right at some point. 2014, that record came out, and they must have been here 2015 or so. And it's one of the best things I've ever seen in Winnipeg. And afterwards, so it was Cannon Bros that opened up, or one of the Cole Woods projects anyways, the project he was in, I should say. And I remember afterwards going up to the group and going up to the Zhang and saying something to him, you know, like, oh my God, you know, thank you for coming, or I don't know what. And he was just kind of smiling and nodding and realized he did not speak a word of English. So there, you know, and I was like, I probably gave him quite a verbose, you know, introduction or something, to, you know, I said a lot to him. Like, I think I'd had a couple of beers and I'd just seen one of the best shows I'd seen in ever, and maybe the best. I think in Winnipeg is top five for sure. And he just smiled at me and was nodding, and he's like, "Man, I don't know what you're saying." But then it was really nice because Cole Woods walked out, you know, with the towel around, and, you know, because he has that big rock presence, Cole, if you know him. And Zhang went over to him and just shook his hand, like put both hands on his hand, and was like, "Oh, thank you," he said, you know. So he liked Cole Woods, and who wouldn't? And it was in fact Cole Woods sitting in this very studio one day when I walked in. This may have been 10 years ago, and he was playing this music that I thought, is that the Clean, that I haven't heard a Clean song somehow? And I said, what is that? And he said, it's the Karsak Kar. They're from Beijing. And there you have it. This is the kind of magic that happens only at CKUW 95.9 FM. Wow.
Okay.
And I played it twice. I said I'd play it at least once. You heard it twice. Prior to that, Karsak Kar, you heard Belter Space from Wham-O, 1995. And so this is the random vinyl portion here. So randomly, I grabbed the Belter Space record the day after the Karsak Kar release their new song, a song that comes out of some sphere unexpected. With no warning. And of course, Belter Space, co-founded by that very same and now tragically late Hamish Kilgore. Belter Space, previously, so it was the guys from the Gordons, from I think Christchurch, New Zealand. And when the Kleen were sort of in one of their many sort of holding patterns, Hamish Kilgore co-founded that group, made a record or so, and then left. I feel like he went back a bit later or maybe played or toured at least with them, but I'm not sure on that. I do know that he co-founded and made a good record and a half or so with them, Belter Space. And Belter Space played the Albert in the, I don't know, would you say maybe 99, 98? I'll have to look for that. That was crazy. Prior to that, Galaxy 500 from the Blue Thunder single, you heard their cover of Joy Division's Ceremony. And maybe one of my favorite just pieces of recorded music, might be my favorite cover. They really capture it. And even with the distorted, you know, things are sort of, you know, just burning out the meter there near the end. It just maxes out and has this distorted sound. But I think there's just too much emotion and just force coming through there. Just absolutely gorgeous. And recorded by Kramer, of course. I can't read. I think it says New York, 1989. But I can't quite see it the way it's printed. I'm almost certain. It would make sense if it was. Yeah, I'm going to say that. I don't know. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, a song that you might know. Well, you would know it as a New Order song. It does appear on the posthumous Joy Division collection. Still a live version. And just such a beautiful song, you know, and perfect for New Order to sort of start with. And then, you know, when you listen to the lyrics, I know that afterwards members of the group thought, oh, you know, yet another sign that maybe our singer, maybe we could have helped him more, thinking it's a bit of a, I want to say, you know where I'm going, that after the fact, that, oh, okay, maybe there were more. There were more indications of just how bad things were getting. Beautiful piece of music by both New Order, Joy Division, and Galaxy 500. Okay, and then we started off with the Carsick Cars' Farewell, their new single. It's really all we're talking about today. I did want to complain a bit about the Jesus and Mary Chain tour with the Psychedelic Furs, but maybe we'll... we'll hear this next. This is Random. It's David Bowie. ...95.9 FM. How to Survive a Tornado. CQW.
Sure. The memory of a free festival.
Paint that love upon a wall. white balloon and fly it from the toughest top of all the tops that man has pushed beyond his brain. Satori must be something just the same. We scan the skies with rainbow eyes and saw machines of every shape and size. We talked with tall Venusians passing through. And Peter tried to climb aboard, but the captain shook his head and away they soared, climbing through the ivory vibrant cloud. Someone passed in bliss among the crowd, and we walked back to the road unchained.
Thank you.
David Bowie, Memory of a Free Festival, which closes out his Space Oddity record. So that was recorded in 1969, and just a fantastic record. It's the Bowie, you know, in between. Well, he was kind of always, not always, he was often in between or right at the peak of a certain phase. And, you know, there'd be certain hints or no hints whatsoever as to what was going to happen next. It's the pre-Mick Ronson Bowie, that's for sure. But it's not the folk Bowie. It's the Tony Visconti infused Bowie. And, you know, Tony Visconti, the producer, had such a massive influence on Bowie. And if you're ever looking for, I think I mentioned it, I've referred to it as the best natural antidepressant that you can find, is any Tony Visconti interview on YouTube. Just such a generous and wonderful man. Fantastic. You heard it there, Memory of a Free Festival. It's quite it's quite sublime, isn't it? Isn't it? Yeah. I remember when Bowie was doing his Sound and Vision. Was it Sound and Vision? I think it was the tour. So maybe 1990. He was touring that and it came to the arena. Fantastic show. If you were there, let me know. 204-774-6877. And if you went with me, let me know, because I don't remember who I went to that show with. I'm having more and more of that. And it could be the case that I just went to everything alone. If you didn't go to that show with me, let me know at 204-774-6877. David Bowie, the Sound and Vision tour. I remember the set list was really good. There was a contest where, and it wasn't, yeah, it was email. It was sort of at the start of email. Does that make any sense in 1990? No. I forget. I think you had to phone. And leave, there was a 1-800 number, and he was going to take all the requests for this Canadian tour. And me and a couple of friends of mine were like, okay, well, let's load it up with Memory of a Free Festival and just see what happens. Because he's not going to play that, right? And he didn't. Okay, prior to that was nothing. Now, we're going to leave you with Fripp and Eno. And again, this is random. I guess there could be some sense to how these things are next to each other. But probably not, knowing me. So this is the Japanese pressing. And I think first edition. It looks like it. Of No Pussyfooting, recorded at Eno's studio, 8972. Equipment, sorry, Gibson Les Paul. The Fripp pedal board, two modified Revox A77 tape recorders. That's it. The Heavenly Music Corporation is side one. Either a straight tribute to J.G. Ballard, or actually lifted from the title of a short story or novel. I should know that. But they're tipping the hat to J.G. Ballard one way or the other there, directly. I'll leave you with this. We'll complain about the Jesus and Mary Chains tour next week. Stay tuned, and thanks.
downtown playing underground. We're CKUW 95.9 FM.